This is Davin's Den.
Like your ex. It's called Garbage. That's the name of the band.
Oh, I love Garbage.
Yeah, well, you love Joe's ex.
No, I was talking about the stuff on the next lawn.
Anyway. So that was
I'm sorry, last week I didn't say it, but we were talking about something, and Devin goes, yes, a survey conducted by Pew Research. And I'm like, oh, they named something after your act.
Really? A week later?
It takes time.
Seriously. Ugh, show yourself out. Yeah. You've been sitting on that gem for a week, were you? Thinking, oh, here's an opportunity.
He had to let it ferment.
Oh, goodness. What'd you go to, the Pippi Luke School of Comedy?
I went to a bra.
What?
I went into a bra because it was fermenting.
I was going to say, what is that, one of my bra jokes? Yes.
It's cute how you two handicapped people try to form one decent human being.
Like my cats, you're all like together.
You're like
one.
The Voltron of mental illness.
Voltron?
Yeah, it was, Voltron was a big robot made up of smaller robots when they joined together.
Yes, together we make one like workable unit
as a
person,
yeah.
Almost.
Yeah. Voltron was like five lion robots, or at one point they were like 32 car robots. They formed together to form a big robot to fight crime.
I like that idea.
Yeah, oh, sure. Boy. Well, that's what you guys are. To fight a show flow.
Does he run around, put a little helmet on and a cape, and run around when we're not here playing with his robots?
Yes. Didn't you see him stash it behind that ping pong table before we came
you
in?
You would too if you could.
Yes.
Beats going to the day program, don't it? Yeah.
Damn
playing
straight.
With your vroom vrooms like you do in your room with your little cards. They're waiting for you, Joe. Come on out. Let us out.
With your little vroom
vrooms. You promised we'd be free once we moved here. Why don't you set up the garage for us, Joe, in the racetrack? Come on.
I think it would be so cool for you. I was really looking forward to seeing your collection of cars up on a little like display shelf or something
not that
on the
impressive.
Wall.
It's
no,
not
but
that
I
impressive.
Thought that that would be cool.
I got well, they'll be set up again. I got
You should see his bottle cap collection. It's amazing. And his belly lint collection.
Now, that I've seen. Yeah. That is impressive. People actually drive from Idaho to see that.
With the Griswolds?
Yeah. It's next to the big twine ball.
All right. Well, on the break, that was new music from Freya Alley with Swimming. And you can learn more about them at deucemusic.com. Let's do some Annie Jackson, some Scambusters.
Yay.
All right, Pip.
I know.
All right, why don't you give me some categories?
Okay, well, we're going to have our outstanding first category, Mr. Davin. And then our second category, and I think this is going to be a big hit, is anytime she uses the word fee.
Fee?
Fee.
Very good, very good.
Faux fun.
Just fee singular. You know how we are, men of diet.
Sounds like one of your robots are calling.
It's Voltron.
Voltron's
calling to speak to you.
Sorry, Joe, it's from the 80s, 20 years before your references. I apologize.
And the last category is fucking liar.
I feel like that's become a crutch.
No, the fucking? No, because she uses it so many times. It's like, but I never know if it's going to be fucking idiot. Whenever I pick one, she says the other, but I'm trying. No
very.
Yes, very much. So what do you think,
Joe? All right, Mr. Davin, put me down for 7.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, and the next one was fees.
Fee. No, just fee.
Fee. I'm going to go 5.
Okay.
5 fee.
Thumb.
Well, what was the next one? He was ostracizing me when you read it.
Yes. Fucking liar.
Fucking liar. I'm going to go with 8.
No, that's not the category I was just saying.
Oh.
8?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm thinking, Joe's girl says 3 Mr. Davins. 3 fee and 1 fucking liar.
3 fee. Sounds like a dog that likes to run away. 3 fee.
Get back
where
here.
Where are you? Oh, Christ. He's under the bush. Damn it all.
I'm going to say 5 Mr. Davins. And I'm going to say 7 fee. And I'm going to say 3 fucking liar.
All right. Are we ready?
Got me speaking like her.
You ready?
Yes.
Dateline, September 17th, 2014. Mr. Davin!
1.
Please read the conversations. You will see what kind of people they are. They are fucking scammers.
Damn.
Hiding somewhere. They use
me.
A lot. See through the truth.
See through the truth.
It's a purple haze of bullshit.
If you go if you see through the truth, you get right back to another lie. It's circular.
Number 1, a list. They use
me.
Mafia Green already informs
Me.
That the funds will be transferred and I need to pay for the money. He tried to raise money for
me.
Before this, he told me not to pay, but he was fucking lying all the time.
Ah!
He is a scammer. They're all scammers.
Wow.
This is real advanced fee fraud. Number three.
Wait.
Say that three times.
Hired fee.
Oh, this is real advanced fee fraud. There you go.
Fee.
They're all online now. Number four. They also lied to
me.
Saying they protect
me.
They are
fucking scammers.
Motherfuckers.
She never says that.
She does now.
She Isaac Hayes now. What is
yeah, really.
Criminals. I never get any protection. Then this is a conversation she had from June 20th. This is between Anne and
the Corinthians.
Anne's letter to the Corinthians.
To Corinthians.
That's great.
A tweet to the Corinthians.
If he could, he would.
Oh, boy.
Jesus would have tweeted.
Oh, absolutely. You
know? Really? Yeah, the Bible would be a lot smaller.
Yeah, it would be. 40 characters.
Find God in 140 characters or less.
Really?
Just imagine Jesus wakes up like Trump does 3 a.m. He's poop tweeting Psalms.
He would. He would wake up. Yeah, sure. He'd probably tweet every morning.
Would he come up with nicknames for like all the apostles? Yeah. Backstabbing Judas. Yeah. That whore Mary.
Good builder Peter.
Yeah.
Water boy the Baptist.
Water boy.
What am I trying to find the water boy?
Water boy the Baptist.
Sure. Could have been a whole different Bible.
Mm. Totally.
This is between Anne and Parker. Anne says, many victims send money. They are U.S. women. Really do not know what to say. I sent all to Eric. Eric. Well, she misspelled it, so I can... Eric. All right. I found scammers in London, too. Parker says, send them to Dr. Melvin. Anne says, I did it. Parker says, UN will do compensation. Parker continues to pay all victims. Anne goes, where is James? I hate this scam. This is terror activities. Taliban's in Sahara. Middle East. You see it? They use this money. The boys call it payday. I like a payday. It's full of peanuts.
But you know what? She's understanding that it's a scam, and she's also understanding how the money, in some instances, is
funding,
you know,
terrorism.
Funding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But she realizes she's in a moment of clarity.
Yes.
Where she describes everything, but right. Then probably a couple of paragraphs later, she's in La La Land again.
Yeah. Well, when she's having these moments, sell her the guns. As soon as she starts flipping out again, take them back.
Sure. My students will come later.
Lucky suit. What are you going
to
do?
I will call Mr. Oda. Where is James? Is he on the way to Thailand? He does not contact
me
at all. Always like this. Parker Green says, and I quote, yes, he will.
Thank you. You're so informative.
Anne says, he can shoot the scammers. Parker says, please get the fees.
Ah!
And inform me.
Parker
says, yes. Anne says, I am in a big shit. Is that what we're calling the second?
Yes! I'm just picturing one of those poop emojis and Anne trying to fight her way out of it.
Help me! I'm in a big shit!
I can't get out of this big shit!
Really? Parker goes, Eric is there to solve the issue now. He has 3 days to stay in UK. Anne goes, what issue? I have no money. I told you. I pay lots of money. Every time. Parker says, scammers. And also see a lawyer. Okay? Anne says, then where will he go? Parker says, Asia. Anne goes, forget the funds. I am sick. Parker says, I have to rest a bit now. All this bullshitting is wearing me out.
You read my, yeah, that was a foot race. Yeah.
Anne goes, no money. Go for rest. Bye. Parker goes, talk later. Bye. Anne says, Mr. Green, hospital? Parker goes, I am rehabilitation home. He's a transformer, too.
He's a transformer.
Coming to one of my wings. Uh-oh, there's an ambulance in front of me. You know what that means.
Oh, did I catch fucking shit on Facebook the other day? What's that
Really? What happened? This never happens.
Was there an ambulance in front
you
of your transformer?
You say good morning, you get harassed.
Yeah, I know.
Rachel Ray. Remember when Rachel Ray?
Oh, yeah. I know what you said about Rachel Ray.
Yeah. I mean, you know, she was always a little chubby, but she was like the cute girl. Okay.
I can't believe you're saying this. I was thinking the same thing. I didn't even see your Facebook posts. Please go on.
Okay, because I caused some shit, so I might need you to intervene and stick up for me, Pippi.
Okay.
Or I might tell you you're wrong. I don't know where you're going on this.
I'm not sure.
Okay, but we'll find out. Anyway, so... So I mean, she was like never thin, but she was like the cute girl with a little personality.
Yeah, knows how to cook. Yeah,
kind of. Like she would like
kind
the
of.
Like the chefs never really considered her a chef.
Well, first she knew how to eat. She used to travel around and find places that made great food. And
what a great skill she's learned. She
this
knows
is so
how to
yum
eat.
Or whatever. Well, she
she knows how to wipe her ass. Tune into the Food Network.
Ah, horrible combination.
Corn.
Oh boy.
Oh God.
No, but so she got a bunch of shows. So yesterday I go to the eye doctor. And whenever I'm in these doctor's offices, I'm always subjected to daytime television,
yes.
Which I avoid like the plague.
Yes.
Normally. So I see Rachel Ray. I haven't seen Rachel in a while. I don't have a beef with Rachel. Rachel's had several sides of beef. She's bigger. I don't know what the hell she's wearing. It looked like she was wearing wings on her arms.
Really?
Did you see what she was wearing yesterday?
No.
She had like this, but like my sleeve, but a lot longer.
It's
like
called bat wings.
Is that what the fuck? Well, she ain't Batman, bitch.
That's what the style is called.
So I go, when did she turn frumpy and look like she was about to go garage selling? women gain weight. But I go, it's not about that. I go, you can look put together and be chubby. I tell you all the time, you look put together.
Thank you.
You're a little heavier, but you look put together. You look.
I'm making effort.
Yeah, like you give a shit. Not to clean a bra. God forbid. But
there's only so many things I can do.
You're not wearing fucking bat wings. She's doing a goddamn TV show where apparently they don't let her cook toast anymore.
She cooked toast?
No, she had to get
she cooked nothing.
She had to call in a fucking assistant to cook toast. I kid you not. She was cooking big ham steaks.
I can't believe that you're talking about this tonight.
I know, because a man doesn't usually.
No. Here's the thing is that I have not seen her for years either. I just happened to catch a show and I'm like, who is that short woman trying to assist this person? And I was like, holy shit, that's Rachel Ray. What happened? That was my thought process. I'm like, she is quite a bit chubbier, and she looks dowdy. I thought all
she
that.
She looks like shit.
Yeah,
and I go, listen, she's in entertainment. Appearance is part of the deal.
Yeah.
I know. Joe and I were just having a conversation off air about somebody going, what the fuck is he doing? I'm not going to say who it was or what it was about, but it was an entertainer that we know, and I was asking Joe, really?
What's with that part?
Yeah.
You know, what's with that?
And this is a guy. I'm critical of anybody. How many times have I talked about the American Greed thing where I said, I look like I eat me. So I have the same expectations of me.
Right. I know. It's
so a buddy of mine goes, he responds, he goes, well, it depends on the week. Sometimes she retains water. I go, well, this week it looks like she retained a lake. Oh, and then he put it, yeah, Ricky Lake.
Oh!
There was a time we're talking about a parent. There was a time he had. We would go when we do mics. He has a pair of pants that had this pen ink stain on it. And I'm like,
I know those pants.
I know those pants.
I know these pants.
I used to bust his pants. I go, what is it? What is it? Laundry day at the house? Well, what's the thing? You're in a detainer. Damn it! Will you wear those pants?
You know what? When they shut off the TV over my head, I'll take a little pride.
All right.
And when you throw those in the laundry and you get the ink stain out, will you throw my pride?
Absolutely.
Oh,
all right. So,
yes.
So,
no, you're totally justified in going, whoa. Whoa, because it was shocking, the difference.
Yes.
It was really shocking.
And they used to market her as being sexy. Like, there's some, like, lingerie pictures of her that she posed for something.
Really?
Yes. I mean, it was like a magazine thing. But, like, they were like, as a cute, sexy little girl.
Yeah, yeah.
And, hey, we all get older. I get that. You can't be cooking with bat wings.
It was, you know, rules. What? There are definitely women who, now they call them curves. In my day, they used to call us fat. But
see, Joe, just more of the pussification of America.
But there are definitely larger size women that, I mean, having a big booty is now desirable.
Listen, you can look fine.
Yeah.
Oprah has always looked good.
Yes.
You know,
she's always put it together.
Yes.
No matter what size.
Maybe all Rachel Ray needs is like a staff of professionals to help her. If only she had a show where they could do that.
She needs a friggin' stylist because she's on TV and she's like, you should not. She's a cute girl and any size she would be. She has a cute face.
Yeah.
But I was like,
you don't got to put a
damn,
bag over it.
Girl. No, you wouldn't. I mean,
I might now. What's wrong with my back?
It's like, damn,
I might
girl,
get lost in her bat wing.
Get it together. Yeah, that was shocking.
I need you to go on my Facebook from yesterday.
All right.
And stick up for me.
I will.
Thank you.
I will, because
I was being attacked.
I was shocked.
Yeah.
I was like,
I was like, whoa, what the fuck happened?
Yeah. 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 It was just like.
You were shaming.
He was judging, but
I was judging.
Yeah, but it's like,
but I judge me too, and I judge men too. I judge everybody, not for important things, but for superficial shit, for like Facebook. You know, to get a reaction.
Well, apparently you did.
No, but it really was startling because I hadn't seen her in a while.
No,
and let's be honest, this was never a girl with an immense talent.
No, no, her
she was just cute enough and could just cook enough.
Yeah, I like
Yeah, she was cute. You know, and
I was funny because I wanted to do this joke, but I, you know, it's like you catch flack. Like you watch Fox News and all the chicks are hot on Fox News. All right. However, you turn on I turned on CNN one night and there was a panel of three women who were the most frumpiest looking thing. They looked like lunch ladies. And my idea was set them up in front of a cafeteria and they can have people come by and trace. Well, I think the Trump administration is ruining. Do you want corn, hun? You know.
But news platforms are there for their intelligence. Yeah. And we've already learned about Fox News. They're there for a game of grab ass. Yeah. I mean, there's been enough lawsuits, so that's perhaps not. Well, but yes, Fox News does have the hottest. I've said it all the time. I just have to watch with the sound off, and I'm fine.
When 90% of the women that are featured are like these young, beautiful blondes,
Do I really give a shit about a political opinion of a 23-year-old? I honestly don't, Joe.
You have them.
I don't need a panel of them.
No.
But I don't mind a frumpy chick
they
on
do,
that.
They do. The
guys are frumpy.
They're well researched, and they have their points.
Or at least what the network tells them their points are.
No, they have their points.
They all sound the same. They don't have their points.
No, actually, the aunt knows them, and they do have their shit together.
Well, if aunt's going to talk about the right, then I know it's true, because he's not biased at all. He doesn't have a dog in that race at all. He's a big fan of Rachel Maddow, too, isn't he?
Oh, she's a nice fella.
Did you see my point?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made my point. Thank you, Jeff.
Oh.
She's a nice fella.
I mean, she might be, but actually, she's got a good show. Enough about that. Enough about the sidetrack. We're back to this nonsense.
Okay.
So he's in a rehabilitation home. Anne goes, "Hope you will be fine soon." How does Jennifer say to you? You heard me.
Pay attention to the show.
What?
How does Jennifer say to you? Mr. Oda will pay
me
tonight. Parker goes, Jennifer cries every time because it's large.
And but then she smiles. A little secret smile.
Anne goes, why? Are you okay? I do worry. Parker goes, I want the funds to come out. That's what he calls them.
It's
a super fund. Parker goes, so Jennifer can meet you. Anne goes, I hope Jennifer can stay with
me.
Parker goes, the fees.
Damn it.
Are not complete now. Anne goes, hope you can work for UN in the future after you are fine. What do you think? I think UN needs you. Yeah, they need more bullshit.
Didn't she just call him a scammer?
Yeah, but that was before.
Oh, now they're okay.
Anne goes, she said they were all scammers and this is the conversation.
Oh.
When she didn't realize they were scammers.
Okay. Right.
Anne goes, how is your body condition? Well, I've been working out.
Thanks for noticing.
Been doing Pilates.
I got mange. Nobody ever says they have mange.
Yeah. Well, not since 1800s.
Maybe when you're on a train across country, you should.
Yeah.
Not unless you're a coy wolf. No, nobody talks about
a coy wolf.
Look at the hi. Not me.
It's a coy wolf.
It's a real thing.
I know. I just saw it.
Why doesn't he howl like the rest of us? I don't need toys.
Stop playing coy, Wolf.
Yeah.
You know, I've never seen a coy wolf in the wild.
No.
So Joe's impression could be dead on.
I know. I think it is. I watched one of those nature shows. That was damn good.
Can you imagine? Oh, you know what you're talking about. Meanwhile, next week a nature show comes, the coy wolf goes, I get a text.
How?
Who's this? I'm sorry.
How?
They don't have thumbs. They can't text.
Yeah. No, you.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
No, I would never.
Yeah.
No, because he doesn't have thumbs either.
Right.
Oh, you're adorable.
I know you hate me.
But you keep coming back.
I know. I'm
just
sucker for punishment.
Bra. Just wash your bra.
I'll get down to the stream and bang it on the rocks just for you.
That's what Mr. Helix calls fucking him. And take her down to the stream and bang her on the rocks.
Just for you.
And the koi wolf.
Oh, yeah. The koi wolf walks up.
I guess I can't drink from this stream.
Yeah.
I don't want to after seeing that.
There's an oil slick from her bra.
Yeah, he just looks. he comes up to the stream, starts looking, and then he looks and sees them having at it. Oh, you poor thing.
And she said she was an animal lover.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that wasn't the koi wolf. That was Mr. Helix making that noise. Yip, 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 yip.
After a good banging on the rocks.
Banging on the rocks.
He runs off in shame and curls up in a fetal position and pees himself. He's so ashamed.
Well, your anniversary's coming up.
That's how we spend the evening.
How is your body condition? Are you really okay, Mr. Green? Parker goes, I will. Anne goes, I think it is better than the job you have now. Don't you think so? Parker goes, yes. Didn't he just ask for a rest?
Yeah, I think so.
Anne goes, this is payback for you. Anne goes, I am good at research, but I am not a hunter. Yorkshire Bank does not want to do the funds transfer. I got some friends who really fight scam with
me.
I am happy for this. James will work for UN too? I hope so. Maybe you both can work together. That'd be lovely.
Yeah.
Parker goes, the transfer will be made. Eric will see to that. How much can you get from Mr. Oda? Anne goes, 40 or 50,000 yen. Parker goes, you can send fees tomorrow early morning?
Damn.
Anne goes, I will go to his school later. Anne goes, Jennifer asked me to send $400 US dollars. Parker goes, please message her. Anne goes, okay. Anne goes, scammers come to
me.
I finally see they try to trace
me.
Parker goes, who? This is our case. Who else is contacting your woman? Parker goes, you and are working on my movement to Asia.
Oh, man. That's a hell of a
Have you been
movement.
Regular?
She's stuck in a big
involved?
Shit.
Takes a nation to take a dump.
Yeah, really.
Well, she's stuck in that big shit. It who knew how far it traveled?
Right.
See, Joe didn't take her a week for hers.
I was workshopping it.
Clearly, over the weekend. Mr. Headcase. Mr. Hairpiece. Anyway. What are you shaking your head? Well, nobody knows who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I could be shot. Anyway, you and are working on my movement to Asia. They will get them all. Are you there? Did you raise any fees? Anne goes, yes. Scammers. I know. Parker goes, yes. Have names. Anne goes, they are on my video, Wall Shame 13.
What?
You
what?
Heard me. They are on my video, Wall Shame 13. His mail address.
What
Wait,
the heck?
She made a video of a wall of shame on her video.
Okay, it just doesn't make sense in our language.
No.
Yeah, okay.
Wall Shame. Welcome to Wall Shame 13.
Oh, I
Featuring
love that bar.
Featuring Ann Jackson. Sponsored by Insanity.
When you don't know where
you
to
know
go,
what,
go
what,
insane.
You know what? All this Joe Moxer, he would armor. Joe would arm man. What could possibly go wrong?
Box and boxes of ammo.
In case there's an outbreak of scammers, she's ready to go. Anne goes, it's best to expose them. I think I am right. And then she gives an email. BigHDaddy52@gmail.com.
Big H Daddy.
Big H Daddy.
Yeah.
Big H Daddy.
That's. I'm surprised she told Mr. Helix's secret email.
Oh, that's right.
Big H Daddy.
Y'all email me the funds. I'll take care of them.
Did my husband suddenly become African American?
No.
Joe is very limited with voices.
I say
he
okay.
shot his load with the koi wolf. Leave him alone.
Howl.
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 Why is there never a fucking hunter huntsman when you need one? Parker goes, did you raise any fees?
Damn. I know. He's torturing me.
Anne goes, I have no money. I have no money to buy food this week. Parker goes, okay.
Wow.
You can lose a few. You lose a few.
You don't want to look like Rachel Ray, do you?
Oh, jeez.
Anne goes, Dr. Melvin will assign more people to do arrest. They are real criminals. Drug dealers, prostitution, and scam people. He is maybe a drug dealer. I will not send info or bus scammers. Parker goes, I understand you. Your funds will be transferred soon. James is really looking fees.
Man, I screwed up.
Did you contact James? Anne goes, I really sent the info to all of you.
Got it.
Yeah,
that
sure.
is the last one. Sorry, I will work on my job. I go.
How about you work on your English?
I go.
I'm sorry.
I go. I know you've been telling me this for months. When she said that they were all scammers, you've been telling me this for months.
Yeah,
Mr. Davin.
Oh, okay, too.
Fake Interpol. Eric Bohr blocked out everything to erase all of the evidence. I did collect them. These are the conversations between
me
and Green. See through lies. Number one, Melvin Santos, a big boy, will take care of the whole case.
Oh my God,
he's a big boy.
All right,
he sent.
Me.
One scam mail saying the funds were moved to Hong Leong. I never get any fucking money.
Hong Leong.
No.
The Japan agents protect
me.
Can you believe it?
No.
Number three, Parker D. Green is good at lying.
Really?
It's in the job requirement.
Yes.
Yes.
Are you good at lying?
Yeah.
Can you take abuse?
Sneaky computer skills, good at lying.
Yeah, sure.
No, that's a sign in the cyber cafe window.
See his profile on Yahoo Messenger. He's online now. I didn't. This is from July 6th. This is Parker and Ann some more. This is Parker. Dr. Melvin is taking care of the whole case. Ann goes, there is nothing to do with
me.
Parker goes, he's promised to handle your case on his own. Yes. Ann goes, I do not work for UN or any authorities. This is not my matter. Parker said he said something serious at press conference. No problem. He's not asking you to work for UN. Ann goes, no need to talk to
me
about this. Parker goes, he only promised to handle the case. Ann goes, handle what? I do not want to get involved and get killed. No more interest. Parker goes, the terrorists and scammers. Ann goes, I am not so that smart.
Thank you. I'm not so that smart.
I am not
Maybe
so
that's
that
what
smart.
We should call this segment.
I would
I
call
am
it
not
that.
So that smart.
I am not so that smart.
Okay.
No. Ann goes, that is not my matter. Parker goes, and your funds will be transferred. There's always the carrot.
Yeah.
Always the funds. Ann goes, I will withdraw everything soon for self-protection. Parker goes, he also asks you to pull out from the search. Yes. Ann goes, USA and UK are smart. Yes, we are. Parker goes, the Japan agents will protect that area. Ann goes, we Asian people are idiot. By the way, she spelled Asian wrong and did not capitalize it.
Well, then she's right then.
She's proving her point. Using me, assholes.
Was that to them or us?
I think that was to the group.
Why
you know,
differentiate?
Universal assholes.
This is really Western people. This is why terrorists want to attack. Assholes. Dirty. Fuck off my life.
That was him.
Parker goes, who use you? You are the one that did the research. Nobody use you. And goes, all wicked people. Assholes. Parker goes, me? And goes, I will block all of you out. Shame on the authorities.
What
shame.
Authorities?
Shame. They are idiot and do nothing but use common people. Dirty. I will expose the truth. How ironic. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you see her driving in the car like that video?
Yes.
It's rain when you're getting screwed by scammers. But I had to shoehorn that in.
Tell you what, you really did blow your load with Koi, didn't you?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What kind of shirt is that? Is that your
nice.
Zeta.
He just attacped the mic
Zeta
with
beta
his
stupid.
Sweatshirt.
What is it? Zeta Beta Tau. Is that what it says?
Yeah, Joe, because it's in English, definitely.
English.
Fraternity?
Yeah, we're going to stop the show and discuss what I was wearing underneath my fleece?
Yes.
Yes, we were talking about taking off shirts before and turning it to black women and Asian women and Latinas.
Scammer Melvin Santos, you are a coward because you cannot face the mess media replying to his questions. You call me bastard. I think you are a fucking asshole. And this is
God, it sounds like an argument with Joanne.
You call me bastard? I think you're a fucking asshole.
And this great. Is why you are scared to face the reality. You do not reply to
me.
Because I ask where my funds are. You ask that fake bank lawyer and I never get fucking funds. He asked
me
to pay for at least $5,000 because I have the payment record. Then Jennifer Green scammed
me
out of $1,500. I never see any funds. You are the big one behind all this. You are a fucking liar as well as a scammer.
Ooh, fucking liar!
But
yay!
Now she has a moment of clarity again.
Yes.
And one fucking liar.
That's right.
It is easy because one specialist from UN can withdraw a case and do funds transfer. That is real funds transfer. You ask the victims to pay, but never do funds transfer. You are a fucking criminal. Shame on you.
Mm, wow.
Subject. Lies. See through the scammers group UK funds. And Mr. Davin.
Ooh, three.
UK funds scammer list. Melvin Santos.
Roll call.
Eric Bohr.
Roll call.
Give me like a Love Boat backing music.
The roll call.
Morris Mariva. Charo playing the part of Parker Green.
Charo.
Gucci, Gucci, Gucci.
Ted Knight playing the part of Jennifer Green.
That's right. Ooh, man. Boy, I got hit by a truck.
Henry Winkler as Brown Cotton.
Hey.
Hey, where are those fees? Oh, my God.
And James H. Miller as himself. I do not hide the truth because I really have the evidence. This is why I want to send all out. I did tell you that the biggest one behind all this is Melvin Santos, who uses Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton, Parker Green, James Miller, and that idiot bank lawyer called Morris Mariba.
I love that. Here,
and that idiot bank lawyer. Could you see like him going, hey, hey!
At special guest, that idiot bank lawyer, Morris Mariba.
This fucking lawyer told me. He had good reputation, but what I know is that he is fucking idiot. If I had a girlfriend, I would call her idiot, so I could say I was fucking idiot.
Yeah, and that would not happen then.
Well, I wouldn't say it to her face. I would say on the radio where nobody listens.
Oh, there you go.
I did call him, and indeed he is in UK, but you said his phone number is phone.
Read that again, please.
But you said his phone number is phone.
Like it's that little Fisher Price. Remember the Fisher Price phone with the eyes that would go, you pull the thing along?
Well, you know
it's
what?
It's phone.
Japanese answer the phone, mushy mushy. And I'm like, do you think you have to say everything twice? Phone. Answer the phone, mushy mushy.
What does mushy mushy mean?
Hi.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi.
Mushy mushy.
Mushy mushy.
Mushy mushy.
Knowledge by Pip Helix.
Right.
Sorry.
It's a short segment.
Well, so
the
very
Japanese
little.
Call, we know how to answer the phone.
That's right.
Well, I know how to answer for a koi wolf and now the Japanese. What an informative
evening. Hi.
Please see what he sent to
me.
The truth. We have a list. Number one, it is not only $700, but about $5,000, and the funds were transferred to Australia after paying so much fees. Jennifer told me she was the real witness, and this lawyer was good. Number two, Eric Bohr never returns the money to
me,
but sent it to David Moore in Accra, Ghana. There's a warning.
Yeah.
Number three, see the mails. I will. After $700, he asked for $580, and then 100,000 yen, and then stamp duty 40,000 yen, Asia clearance of 70,000 yen, the affidavit of oat, $650.
It's the affidavit of oat.
These are sufficient to make breakfast cereal.
That's right. Now we hear from the Earl of Fiber.
Almost worth it. Almost worth the journey. Nah, we lost her. Get the tarp.
Yeah.
It's going to be mushy, mushy.
Mushy, mushy.
Look what you did. You broke her. You broke Pip. Now there's more sweat accumulating in that filthy bra.
Yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Oh, God. Okay, girls, up.
No, I can't. They're stuck to the bra.
Well, maybe she'll get herself laughed out by the time we get to the reeds.
Good point.
Let her go. Getting late. We need to get through the reeds quick. She laughs, then he's a little bit.
Just goes on and on.
The lunatic is in the hall.
Would you want her to have guns?
No.
You see?
I didn't want to have the mic. What are you?
Does do a lot of damage with it. Oh, now the glasses are coming off.
Uh oh.
What other layers are we gonna lose? Quick, she laughs too hard. She hurt her other fucking shoulder. She'll be out another 2 months. One for rehab, one for fucking concerts that she forgot about. Glasses are back on. You ready to continue?
Okay.
There's a girl.
Oh, what a trooper. You're an inspiration to a generation. And now she's leaving and bobbing and weaving. She's looking into that purse that doubles as a hotel room. Holy shit. You could fit a koi wolf in there.
I've got one. Hold on a second.
The fuck? And then paper towels from the men's room.
How'd you know?
She doesn't even have like good tissue. She's got the type of shit that scratches the cornea.
No, those are the good. Those are good tissues.
No, that no. Those are no. Those are napkins.
No. Those are good. They get the snot gets right in there. You're nice, clean, and you know if you got whiskers.
We know snot shovel. We understand. We're not doing shark.
Oh, I made a good one last week.
Nobody gives a shit.
These are Starbucks napkins.
Don't you wave your boogers at me? Fucking wave your dirty, disgusting tissue at me. What's wrong with you? Fucking stick it in your filthy bra.
Oh, can I have a tissue?
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, that's why you were being nice to the tissues. You needed one. I got soft ones over there. But you
I don't
got
want soft ones. No. I don't want these either.
Yo, why don't you fucking wipe your ass with sandpaper and call it a night? Fucking animal. Blowing your nose into the microphone. What is wrong with you?
I don't want to display that these tissues are good. It gets every ounce
of you're wiping
snot.
Your chin. How bad are you at blowing your nose that you got to wipe your chin?
A perfect example, my friend, because I'm going to sell you these damn things.
No, you're not.
All right, those tissues, I get all white little shit because they're not. That's all that soft stuff. This is a
how hard are you blowing? It's a nose, not
no,
a trumpet.
But I got whiskers on here. Now this
whiskers
snot. It doesn't grab, but it doesn't make lint all over my puss here.
It would be an improvement.
I hate getting lint on my puss.
Nothing's going on your puss. Don't you worry. Maybe when you wash a bra, so you can worry about something on your puss. Funny. Until then, no.
Oh, God.
Fucking succulent meat curtains.
Now, it's a trigger word now.
Don't use that language.
Doing this word we're going to do this read at 3 in the morning.
Don't use that word, Joe. Mm. Don't be racially insensitive.
You with Rachel Ray.
Rachel Ray?
Rachel Ray.
Did you just say Rachel Ray?
Rachel Ray.
Yeah, but you said Rachel.
Rachel
oh, sorry.
Ray.
Oh, that's fucking, that should be an SNL.
That's
skit.
Rachel Ray.
Fucking cooking offensive cuisine.
He gets a call during the week. Where are you? I'm not coming to the show. Why? I'm writing an SNL now. Thanks, dumbbell. Click.
It's Rachel Ray.
Rachel Ray.
Listen, motherfucker, you got to cook up these grits.
That's right. I'm making some ham hocks. Ham hocks. Right. I got my friend Uncle Ben. Get in here.
My friend Uncle Ben.
Answer
Where's
Mama.
The colonel? I love a military man.
You know, it's like Answer Mima. We'll change the way she looks, but you don't change her name. Excuse me, Miss Mima.
Miss Mima. The racial ratio.
Between ham boning to an old spiritual, could you whip up some pancakes for us?
Oh, my God, you're killing me.
We're trying.
And I don't need a gun.
And she snorted. This guy's blowing his nose in the mic. You're snorting into the mic. Oh, a bunch of animals.
So hard I snortled.
You snort? Yeah, we know what you're capable of. Keep it together, Halix. Keep it together. Quick, Joe, get the green screen.
Yeah, funny.
Oh, my God. Kill me.
All right.
The lunatic in Florida didn't need guns. He needed humor.
That's right.
That's how you kill an invisible girlfriend.
Right.
You ready?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't even know where the fuck I was. Okay. Oh, I was with phone. That's what started.
That's what.
Please see what he sent to
me.
The truth, number one. Oh, did I do this yet? I feel like I'm always doing our fucking money.
She has so many lists.
The story never changes.
40,000 Asia clearances, 70,000 yen at the affidavit of OT. That's
the start. Oh, yeah.
Started it. Affidavit of OT.
Of OT.
And when it was the Earl of Fiber.
The Earl of Fiber. We'll pause while this takes another 10 minutes.
Look at her. Just look at her. People pay her to do real things. Somebody deemed her worthy to marry. Look at her.
Look. Two real things. That's a great line. Can you believe people pay me to do
title.
Co-workers rely on her.
I got to use that at the day program. Can you believe people pay me to do real things?
Look at just a fucking mess.
Oh, it's hysterical.
She's got less muscle. At this point, she's dilapidated herself down. An octopus has more muscle tone. Look at her. She's she's leaking from all over the place. She's no longer sitting upright. She's swaying. She no longer has posture. Look at her.
It's another day at the office.
She's evolving into like amoeba.
Before your eyes.
It's 9:30 on our show. shit's running right on schedule.
Actually,
thank you, Rachel Ray.
Rachel Ray.
Rachel Ray.
You didn't even mean to say that.
No.
It's hilarious.
The racial ratio.
And the funny thing is, I think you're going to bust my ball. The racial way. And they're like, oh, well, let's workshop this.
We're going to make a bit.
We're going to make a bit.
Racial ratio.
Pip puts on the glasses, informing that she's ready to try again.
Yeah.
She's going to give it the old college try.
Back
the old drawing board.
All right, Pip. You ready?
No, but let's carry forward.
We carry on, can't we?
$1,250 U.S. dollars, never-ending payment. Number five, the funds go to Australia, and they ask tax clearances again and again. Cleanses. You know what I mean.
Yeah. Cleanses.
Cleanses.
Number six, Eric got gun, see Joe, shot, and he cannot pay for it.
What?
We got gunshot.
Eric got shot. Eric got gunshot, and he cannot pay for it.
Wow.
He's going to need some Trump care. Mm. Jennifer Green got the accident at Western Union, so she cannot pay for it. They choke my money.
Damn it.
Number seven. The funds will hit my account in Japan, but the truth is that the funds never come to Japan. They lie to
me!
Damn it all, Red.
Oh.
Use that today.
Did you?
Yeah.
They are fucking scammers.
Oh, wow.
For me, it is fucking lies as well as a scam. And then this is, we'll do this. We'll get out of here. Some emails from, this one's from Morris Mariba, that fucking
Morris
liar.
Mariba.
To her. Mrs. Ann Jackson, I got your email message. I am very busy today at the High Court.
It's 4:20. I'm busy.
It's 4:20 at the High Court.
At the High Court.
Wow.
I hope you know tomorrow is a public holiday. I am want you to know that the funds has been dormant, and you need to reactivate the bank account. Only this just cost $700.
Oh, God, these guys suck.
Well, the scam is Joe.
I understand.
I hope I can help you. Reply me only if you want me to proceed.
I'm sorry. I hope I can help you. Well, if I decide to fuck myself, yeah, you're the guy I'm going to call.
Yeah, I know.
You want me to proceed with the application for your funds to be transferred, which is £850,000. My kind regards, Barrister Morris. No, you have my phone number. Call me if you need any urgent assistance. I'll be out of the office tomorrow.
£850,000?
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot of money. Yeah. That's. I would think it's almost like 900 U.S.
I don't know. Mrs. Ann Jackson, I have given you my advice and all concerned. The funds will be transferred once the account is activated, and there will be no more fees to pay. Kindly send the $700 to the name and address below. Mr. David Moore, Accra, Ghana. Text question, color, text answer, blue. I guess that's important to get the money from Western Union. This is the name of the bank secretary. He will receive the funds and activate the account. Mr. David Moore is a bank secretary now?
What?
No, he used to be working with the FBI, Brown Cotton.
Yeah, by the way, £850,000 is $1,121,000.
And that's the funds that they claim they have or what she's got to come up with?
I think that they're saying that she has and they're going to return to her.
Yeah.
Is that the case?
He will see the fees and activate the account because he's been posted to monitor the Ghana branch. Send all payments info so that I can keep it on record, or you can post it or send it to send a text message, and it gives a number. My kind regards, Barrister Marrow. Dear Mummy Ann.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
I went to lawyer's office this evening. The lawyer, Mr. Morris, is a good person, and he told me that he will do everything so that the funds can be transferred into your account. Please, Mummy, try to send the $700 to the lawyer, as he said. He's right, and he has shown me the evidence, because I trust you. I really want to come meet you, Mummy, because I am very lonely here. Please help me. How about you go to your father, you skank?
As he's laying in the hospital.
It's a good time to visit.
Yeah.
Can't run away. Mummy, after when you have the funds in your account, then you can send Mr. Morris to France to help secure the gold certificates, and he can ship them to you while I'm there with you in Japan. Please listen to me, Mummy. Yours sincerely, daughter Jennifer. Dear Mummy, Mr. Eric sent me a message that he will send the €200 to the name of the lawyer gave in Accra, Mr. David Moore. Please try to send the rest, $450, to Mr. David Moore in Accra today, Mummy. I can't wait to be with you. I am very, very lonely here. I will go to bank and see the lawyer. Well, he will diddle me endlessly. Yours, daughter Jennifer.
Personalized service.
Yep. Sure. He's a very good man, Joe. Yeah. Dear Mummy Ann, I have the money with me. I tried to contact my dad, but he's not responding to me.
They diddled me like a banjo player.
Dear Mummy, we're going to visit Harvey Weinstein. I think good things are afoot.
Meanwhile, I've been luxuriating in your money.
Yes.
I'm sorry. You can just see Bill Cosby somewhere going, you see, I'm not the bad guy Harvey Weinstein is.
No, some guys get elected president with it. You never know. You never know. Some guys get president. Some guys lose their company.
Now he went. He went to the sex addiction place.
No, has he yet?
I think he's going. But the thing is, it's like what keeps going to keep him from jerking off? They're going to have to strap oven mitts onto him at nighttime.
Yeah. Workshopping that.
Yeah. And with as well as a well.
No, used it on the weekend.
How'd that work?
Worked.
Of course it did. They were just happy with your head. I also try to help you raise some money. I get $100. Please, Mommy. I want to meet with you. Please, let me come and stay with you and work. God bless you, Mommy. Daughter, Jennifer.
She is shameless. I hate this broad.
Yeah. All right. We'll end it there. I need a pen.
Okay.
Please. Good place to end.
Yeah. Right. Oh, man.
What the fuck did we cover? What did we learn?
What did we learn?
A bunch of nonsense. We learned about racial ray.
It was all Coy over wolves. The place. I don't think we actually learned anything of substance from Anne this evening.
I don't think Anne learned any substance from Anne. We started the segment off with her knowing that they were scammers, reading them the Riot Act. Then she goes back. Now they're off. You know that they're coaxing her with $1 million, and you know they're using that amount because if you're going to fork over $700, you know economy's a scale.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sending $700. And if you're buying it, I'm not sending $700. And it's like,
But if you've got $100 and I only have to put together a smaller amount to send to David Moore, well, it's if you're whittling it down for me, maybe I can get it together.
Yeah, and $1 million at the end of it, you know, it's not that big of a deal.
Excuse me. Yeah. I mean, it's starting to sound like an important thing to do.
Yeah.
For lesser money.
Yeah.
I don't know. That whole thing, I mean, I know that they're scammers, but it really irritates. There's fucking scammers! But I know that Jennifer just really irritates me that dearest
she's
mummy.
The one?
No, they all do. But I mean, that just, for some reason, that's just the way she's using that, like, mother love against Anne. Like, dearest mummy.
But Anne, Anne buys into that.
I know.
After, you know, and then three paragraphs later, you know, she's a lying bitch and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But she knows that she can go to her and use that mummy stuff, and she just soaks it right up.
Yep. Yeah. Shameless.
What's our tally, Pip?
Okay,
Tally, Pip.
Well, we had 3 Mr. Davins.
Okay.
We had 1 fee.
Yeah, you fucked up on that.
I did because they were all plural. I should have.
You shouldn't have been so cheap.
I know. I lost out. And then we had only 1 fucking liar, but Joe's girl had picked 3 Mr. Davins, 3 fees, and 1 fucking liar. So she came really close. It's Joe's girl tonight.
Yay.
Taking it.
Yay.
Taking it. Taking it for the team.
Taking it tonight.
Taking it by the stream. Beating on the rocks.
Beating on the rocks.
Beating on the rocks. What are you doing? I'm just beating on the rocks.
Is that what we call the kids?
Close the door.
I'm
beating on the rocks. That's a good euphemism.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
Joe's one's. What's a euphemism? That was the look you gave me.
You could get a stroke from that, but
no. We're trying to make sense at this hour. No,
I'm just glad you caught your breath.
I think we're past making sense anymore. At least I am.
Well, that was an eventful show.
Yes.
Let's thank some people.
All right.
Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tower of Energy, LLC.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country, and every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, your destination for that special event such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also host the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidespinning Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Next show coming up will be, I believe, on November 7th. And that will be with Mike, November 10th with Mike Morse. Going to be a phenomenal show. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more, give them a call. 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best and a great night out. You deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro, Gencarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja manja. Gencarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more.
Why are you staring at the cat take a shit? Look, you like watch it like you're watching a tennis match.
It's
with you.
It's fascinating.
What a creep you are.
You know, the way she buries her shit is fascinating.
She's a cat, stupid.
Oh,
it's not unique to her. What, are you trying to learn some new techniques? What's wrong with you?
God damn it. I got through succulent meats tonight, and you interrupt me to talk about him watching the cat take a shit.
Did you see me look
really?
Like a serial killer? My cat. I love my cat.
I love your cat, too.
Do you? Don't make her feel awkward.
Oh,
what's wrong with you?
Awkward.
You saw the way she ran out
she
of
runs
here.
That way, she runs like that every time. Like she's
because you're here every time. When I'm down here and you're not here, there's no running. There's a little prance, a little, hey, what are you doing? Maybe scratch the nails. You come, get the fuck out of here. The felinophile is down here and he's looking at me funny.
The felinophile?
What the fuck is wrong with you? No, well, clearly.
How much time do we have?
You can't have guns either.
No. Or cats.
Yeah, clearly.
Wrong pussy, stupid.
Whose tail is that?
Yeah, right?
Whose tail is that?
Now the cat has to think twice when you ask her that.
Yeah, it's like,
why is he asking? What's he mean by that?
And why does he keep looking at it?
Now the cat's going to meow too.
That's great. Meow too.
Now the cat has a story because of you. There I was in the corner, minding my own business. And Joe Weinstein is staring at me, glaring. You know the look.
You've all seen that look. Meow too.
Yeah, it's funny because this lady is like, what the hell are you to hold?
By the way, Joe's girl says, oh my God, LOL, creepy.
Relax. Don't worry, Joe's girl. You're not a cat. You're safe. Just don't bury your turds. He's going to be fascinated. What's wrong with you?
Don't let him see any fur. Don't let him see any fur.
Be a litter box. No, just, Joe doesn't have a cat. He just likes to play.
I hear this noise. I hear this excavation operation going on. Maui burying her shit.
That's what they do. They're cats.
I understand that.
You know so much about a coy wolf, yet so little about a cat.
I had cats.
Yeah, you had, and they ran away because you stared at him, you creep. What's wrong with you?
I'm in there making conversation.
No, because you still have to be by the microphone. If the cord was longer, you might be.
It's like you don't have to coax them through it. Oh, good. You used your box. Oh, yay. Look at you. Use
he
the
can't
box.
Even look at it the same way. He's looking down. He knows he's been caught. You're a felinophile. You're a bad man. You're a bad man.
I'm a bad man, but I'm not a felinophile.
Leave my cat alone. She's old.
Look, all right.
Look elsewhere.
How was cat?
You don't need to know. How old do you like him, Joe?
Would it be better if she was young? Oh, my God.
He still blames me that pumpkin died.
I know, but that wasn't his fault.
That wasn't my fault.
Well, looking at what you've become, I'm glad.
She had two different fates. I think that this was the better.
Just fucking Joe walks like, go on, you can poop. Oh. You can poop.
Joe's girl wants to know if she's underage.
Yay.
No, she just doesn't have a tail.
It's going to be a long ride home.
I'm too tired to be in the barrel.
You're not too tired to creep out my cat. You saw him, right? Like a lech.
Well, I didn't see his face. I just thought he was watching, but I didn't.
Who
think...
watches a cat take a shit?
Do you know every once in a while?
What are you, six?
No.
My computer is in the same room as
now,
the cat.
If I was
boxes.
Six, I'd go grab the damn things and play with them.
No.
Oh, boy, oh. Tootsie Rolls.
No, Joe.
Oh,
no.
No.
Bad curry. No. Get the newspaper. I need to smack him on the nose. What a creep. All right, do the read again.
Oh, dear God. Oh, you know.
Don't stare at anything or make anything uncomfortable. Let the girl do her thing.
You know, this is going to be bad. Okay.
We know, it's you.
Sometimes you need a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Chen Corelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Chen Corelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Chen Corelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.gencorellispizzanj.com. That's www.gencorellispizzanj.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Jen Corelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Jen Corelli's.
Pip Helix is a real friend. On Facebook, she defends, not tries to tear down. Pip Helix posted about the racial ray and was a lamb. A lovely, good, trustworthy friend. Some of us could learn.
Oh, my. Why, thank
some
you.
Some of us refuse.
Yeah, some of us prefer to stare at cats while I take a dump.
And please.
They're savages.
And he said I was a lovely friend. Please isolate that.
In comparison, that creeper boy?
Oh, my God.
You have cats. You know what it looks like when they take a shit. You're not fascinated anymore.
Well, when I sit in my woman cave with my computer, I happen to glance over and somebody's in the box. They always,
Mr. Helix, get out of there.
If we catch eyes, they look at me really guilty like,
so
oh, no.
Shit.
For her cats, you have empathy. For me, you're like, it's a spectator sport.
It's like, I'm sorry I caught you. I'll look away.
They don't like that. They're very private. Yet they don't respect your privacy. A cat will barge in on you while you're doing your business.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's why I locked the door. Why you locked the door? Well, I don't want them barging
you
in.
You see this paw come under the door.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, every morning I have three cats in the bathroom with me. It's unbelievable.
You must
every
be very
morning.
Good at what you do.
Two are sitting
stand
on the
sink. Room only in that bathroom.
Two are sitting on the sink waiting for me to turn on the water, and the other one's sitting on the tub watching me do my business. I'm like, everybody, can I have a moment?
If only they had an invention that shut things out of rooms.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it opens and they put like a thing on it. You can turn.
Yeah,
and turn.
Yeah, that cats couldn't get in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or children.
Yeah.
You know what?
Or lunatics.
Oh, well, Mr. Helix is coming in whether I like it or not.
Sticks his little paw under the door, too.
Yes. He's like,
is that a paw or a penis? I don't know, but it's on the floor. Kick it.
If it's fitting under the door, I hope it's a paw.
I don't know. I'm not one to judge. Size Funny Productions, all your entertainment needs. Hey, it's holiday season. We'll send a comic, maybe somebody funny. SizeFunnyProductions.com. 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Pip, plug what you want to plug.
I think that you should all listen to my lovely Mr. Helix's radio show. He's on HudsonRiverRadio.com every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. And he plays great music, and he's got a great sense of humor, so listen to him. HudsonRiverRadio.com.
Thursday, I'll be at Governor's Comedy Club. Go to Govs.com for times and information.
Saturday, October 21st, I'll be in Sterling, New Jersey at the First Presbyterian Church. For tickets, call 908-647-1033.
Are you going to destroy another roof?
I survived the Vatican.
That's true.
I mean, listen, I didn't burn up there. I should be fine. I got to really think about what I'm going to talk about in the church.
Oh.
What do you have to think about? We did.
I've done them before, but it's not the normal show.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, because it's a church.
Well, no. But we did that church gig 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And we had to be clean. We did a fine job. You don't know what to do.
I appreciate the confidence. Look at Pip. We're moving her arm around.
Yeah. I actually have pretty good mobility. It's just that my strength is crap. I can move my arm.
Do you wash the sling?
No. Most people do.
They wash the sling?
Of course they do. That's good.
I can move my
quick
arm.
Joe, put your cock in there. See what you can.
what I do.
That's good.
But I can't. What was really funny is, did I tell you about the gas station? When you go to the gas station in New Jersey, they pump the gas for you, and they always come over to the passenger side, and you have to hand them a card.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so he comes over to the passenger side, and I've got my purse on my, like, on the steering wheel. I get the card out, and I go to hand it to him, and I forget that I can't just reach that way. So I'm pushing as hard as I can. I'm willing my hand to get to the window, but I'm in slow motion.
You should have used the force.
And the guy's looking at me like, are you playing a game? You're just hand me the friggin' card. And I'm like, I'm trying. It's as fast as I can go. As fast, slow as I just did it. Showing you, that's as fast as I can move my arm right now. And I'm like, I'm trying.
You'll get better.
Yeah, it'll get there.
You'll get there. You have so much to offer.
Yeah. I have to practice with this hand, though.
Practice what?
Everything.
Nobody. You think Mr. Helix is going, hey, I want a gimp hand job tonight.
Yeah, well, it'll take about an hour and a half.
It's
a man of his age.
He's going to be raw.
No, her with her arm. Ouch! Ouch! Ouch!
Yeah.
Ouch! Ooh. Ouch!
That sounds hot.
I'm the creep.
Yeah.
Yes.
If it's going to take that long, the poor man will be raw.
Yeah. Well, you could use lotion. Yeah.
Or I could just go to the left.
Yeah. Or you can invite a friend over.
Wait a minute.
Get your car keys.
Is that the kind of porn he likes? Get your car keys.
We're going on a field trip. Yeah. Somebody's going to hand job Mr. Helix.
Honey, lock the door. If you know what's good for you.
So that's enough.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys for hanging out. It's been long. And the Yankees won.
I know. Great
and,
night.
And thanks to Tim Tate for coming in. That was very
informative.
Yes, that was really nice.
Was. And thank you guys for listening and hanging out and all sorts of good stuff. Thanks for my cat for taking a dump and adding 10 minutes to the show. So that's that. If you like us, tell a friend. You hate us.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.